Friends, again today, we have the opportunity and the privilege of sharing in the fellowship of the Lord's table. And it is good for us as we prepare to do this that we reflect on what this means and why it is such a significant action in the life of our faith community. Of course, we go back to the first celebration of this meal in this form. Recall that when Jesus met with his disciples on the eve of his crucifixion, that it was Passover time. It was the time when people in Israel gathered and remembered and celebrated and feasted as God had instructed, all in commemoration of God's grace in bringing his people out of bondage in Israel generations before. It was an annual event observed amongst faithful Jews. Now Jesus makes arrangement for this celebration to be held with his disciples. Passover was essentially a household observance, families gathered together. But as Jesus, in a sense, had his disciples with him as his family, and that would not be an uncommon thing for people to gather in friendship groups as well as family ones, Jesus met with his disciples. Now, however, there is on that occasion a substantial and significant change in the observance which they made together. The change was that Jesus redirected the focus of what they were doing. Of course, they remembered it was Passover. And of course, it was on their minds that this was a celebration of God's grace and God's faithfulness. But Jesus cast it in a new form. Because Jesus changed the focus from Egypt to himself. That God's grace was continuing, but it was now to be experienced and understood in a new way. Jesus said some things that if you had not acknowledged that he was the Messiah, would have sounded very radical and perhaps even heretical, because Jesus said, you know, concerning the feast, do this in remembrance of me. And in fact, he took the elements that were part of that that meal, that Passover celebration, and he redirected them so that they focused on himself. You know, the cup, the bread. And of course, we have to recognize that the disciples were still in the process at that time of understanding how the Messiah's grace would actually be worked out. They were struggling because it appeared as though there was danger around, and yet surely it couldn't end that way. But here Jesus was leading the disciples to understand that that was in fact exactly the way that it would end. That he was to be that ultimate sacrifice that ended the need to repeat sacrifices in the future. The disciples, of course, were still struggling to digest that truth. But here in this celebration which he initiated, the details were all present. For Jesus presents himself as that which is to be received in the bread and the wine. That this is a celebration of remembrance of God's grace. And oh yes, though they probably hadn't connected the imagery up together yet, the focal point of Passover was the sacrifice of the lamb. And of course, they sat at the table in the presence of the Master, who was appropriately called the Lamb of God. And so this Passover took on a form and a meaning which so deepened it for them. And while it would no doubt take some time for them to digest all the implications of this, the die was cast. The events of the coming days would be a horrendous struggle for them. But surely they would keep coming back to his words, shared with them at the table on the eve of the crucifixion. This is my body. This is my blood shed for you. And in remembering, they would give thanks for God's grace. Christ was, of course, their Passover, sacrificed for them. That's how it began. Jesus also implemented something else at that gathering. He suggested that this was not a one-time thing, that they were to do this in remembrance of him, implying that when they got together, that this would be for them the mark of their fellowship together and of their commitment to Jesus Christ as Messiah, Savior, and Lord. And here we are today. This is his feast, his celebration. He's the host. It's all about him. It's not about us, other than that our participation in this is our reminder and our expression of thanksgiving. But what we do is focused on Jesus Christ. He is the one who is our Passover, the Lamb of God sacrificed for us. And we come with thanksgiving because of what the Lord has done for the redemption of his people. And through the years, the Christian church has sometimes struggled with issues related to this observance. You know, sometimes we've struggled over the issue of how often this should be repeated. Sometimes the discussion has been about the exact form in which it should be performed or observed. But the heart of it all, of course, is Christ. And in that sense, the details fade into relative insignificance if we ever lose the focus on him in what we do at this observance. And while this celebration is focused on Jesus Christ, it is for our blessing, of course. It is the thing, you see, that we take away with us. We don't come here today to eat and forget. We come here to share at the fellowship of the table and to remember. Now, I suppose we don't remember specifically every single time that we've shared at the fellowship of the Lord's table. And that's a good thing, in the sense that what they all have in common and what they have all fulfilled for us, I mean all the times in the course of our days in the Christian community that we have shared in this celebration, they have been there not to stand out individually, but in their part in our life to reinforce for us our remembrance of Jesus Christ. And so we are here to express our thanks. The Lord knew our need of reminders and provided this celebration, this ongoing memorial, this continuing celebration to be observed in our midst, lest the importance of the things that caused it to come into being be lost. And so the table you come to today is not your destination for today, in a final sense. You come to the table and then afterwards you leave this place and you take with you the remembrance of what we have been privileged to share in together at his table. We go with the remembrance upon our minds of what God has done for us. We go with our spirit of thanksgiving continuing and flowing through our lives. We go out after we make this celebration together, remembering that Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." May that be what goes with us when we leave this gathering today, that remembrance. So I say to you, come, take, eat, remember, and believe what God has done for you in Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God.